Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is a very special episode. This is our Thai Atlanta special. Stone, how you doing?
I am doing well. And yeah, don't you look so forward to this, to have the Thai Atlanta folks come in, get us caught up on what's going on, what they've been up to, and what we can expect in the near future. And yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. We have back with us Miss Katie Elizabeth with Thai Atlanta. How you doing, sunshine?
Doing great. Yourself?
We are doing well and so glad to have you back. What's been happening the last several weeks since we saw you last?
Oh my gosh. So we've got Karen Robinson Cope as our new president. We've got our first monthly event behind us, our next one this Wednesday. And really excited to be here today with Rachel because we have a huge announcement.
All right. And let's introduce Rachel. Rachel Zick, is that correct?
That's it. Perfect.
With ATDC. Well, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Before we dive into this announcement that we're all very excited to learn about and share with our listeners, a little background, mission, purpose, ATDC. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So it's the Advanced Technology Development Center, and we help entrepreneurs launch and build transformative technology companies. We are one of the oldest and most successful business incubators. Forbes called us one of the incubators changing the world recently. So the reality is that in the entrepreneurial community, about 90% of startups fail. But 90% of our companies, of our 150 graduates, have been successful. So it's really a game-changing program that we have in the community.
Now, is the ATDC affiliated with Georgia Tech?
Yep, it is housed within Georgia Tech, which is one of the great connections that we offer to entrepreneurs, is being housed on campus. We can connect to professors, the wealth of talent that are the Georgia Tech students, and right inside Tech Square in the heart of Midtown, it's a great place to be.
You must absolutely love the location alone, right?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's hear it. I can't wait anymore. I want to hear the announcement. Who's going to make it, Kate?
We're going to let Rachel do the honors.
Okay.
So ATDC and Thai are very excited to announce that we have officially partnered. We are collaborating on several events and in some really exciting ways. I'll let Katie cover some of the details.
Yeah, totally. So as a lot of people in Georgia know, ATDC has the world's best education for startups. And Thai Atlanta, I might say, has the best mentor network, not just with our local charter member mentors, but also with our international connectivity. And so the first thing that we're going to be partnering on is ThaiX, which is the accelerator I founded and currently run with Thai, where we're going to be using ATDC's education, tapping into their network and combining that with their mentors and our mentors as well. So we're so excited because we're going to bring the best of both worlds together for a lot of entrepreneurs in the Atlanta and Georgia area.
So now, how is it going to work from a logistical standpoint? Because Thai had their way of doing things. ATDC had their own way of doing things. How are you guys kind of joining forces and making it work as one program?
Yep. So we've been a little bit in stealth mode the past few months, meeting and planning and working out the details. I think we're going to meet in ATDC space and go through some of their classes. And then we'll be bringing the Thai mentors over to ATDC. So we'll also have Georgia Tech's network of professors and the deep IP that's there, some of the research that we can be bringing to all entrepreneurs as well. And then anybody that's going through the program, you know, if they need sales or business partners or anything internationally, Thai can certainly help with that.
So can you guys break down some of the lingo for me a little bit? Because I hear accelerator, I hear incubator, there's startup, there's early stage. Can you walk us through some of that and maybe help me understand where people at different stages might plug in to either to this new world order of ATDC and Thai?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, ATDC has a program for more advanced companies that I'll let Rachel talk about, and that would be some place that ThaiX companies aspire to go to. Right now, if you have an idea or a ton of ideas or there's something you're already working on, even if you've already launched TIEX is an accelerator, so it's nights and weekends, different than a typical incubator accelerator, designed to help you move the needle and move to your next stage of success as an entrepreneur. And that might mean selecting one idea to start working on. It might mean killing all of your ideas and creating a new one, or it might mean anything up to starting to scale what you've already built. So we'll provide the most cutting-edge education from ATDC, as well as, you know, well over 100 charter member mentors in the Atlanta area from TIE, as well as, let's see, what are we at now? 10,000 or so mentors that we can tap into globally. Wow. From TIE. And so that, again, is all around the world. And then from going through TIEX, which, again, is for the earlier stage, right? So it's probably pre-revenue, not necessarily, but most likely. They could go into one of ATDC's programs, which I'll let Rachel talk about right now.
Sure. So the Advanced Technology Development Center serves sort of two different audiences. One is our community. So anybody can be a member. A community member is like an individual, someone interested in plugging into the entrepreneurial community. They are welcome to many of our events and can take classes with us. And that's sort of how you get started. Now, our ATDC select companies are groomed, vetted entrepreneurs who have companies poised to be great. And that's where we come in and help them really launch and transform into the successful companies. So to be an ATDC select company, as Katie mentioned, you're already pretty far down the pipeline. And then we really come in and help you make that change. And we also have entrepreneurs in residence who work with the select companies. It's one of the benefits of our program. They are seasoned industry professionals, serial entrepreneurs. So they will be a big part of serving with TIE's mentors as well to really have those two powerhouses come together and connect with the audiences at our events and in this new community.
Mm-hmm. Now, Katie, there was a point for TIE. Their startup-y people don't necessarily have to be technology.
Absolutely.
Is that still the case?
That is still the case. The nice thing about what we're doing with ATDC is now companies and startups and entrepreneurs that wouldn't necessarily have access to ATDC because ATDC just focuses on technology,
right,
can access that education if they want to work on. You know, for example, over the weekend I went to the grand opening of a new company. It's a dance company that a lady who went through TIEX last year,
right?
I believe you had her on the show.
So now that wouldn't be, she couldn't have just popped into ATDC. Right.
She could not have before, but now people who are doing non-technology things will have access to the education and the whole comprehensive.
Okay, so that's broadening your scope then for ATDC, right?
Sure. Our select companies will still be, you know, our mission is for the high technology transformative companies, but our goal is really overall to foster the entrepreneurial community in Atlanta at large. And collaborating with TIE gives us the opportunity to really extend some of our classes and our coursework to the community. One of the exciting programs we're working on is, we call it Startup Gauntlet, and it's a way to really test your ideas. So say you're Joe Schmo and you have an idea for a new kind of glue stick, not sticky, what have you. There may not really be much of an audience for that, so you don't want to spend all your time developing a business plan and getting a prototype and wasting your resources and your money. So you come to this program. And you really, it's about getting outside the building and finding your customers first. Is there anybody who wants a new glue stick? No? Okay, scrap that idea. Let's get a new one. And it's a really cool evergreen model that we offer. So you can come in anytime and really hit the ground running and see if you have anything to offer.
Now, are you guys rebranding this or renaming this? Or are you still calling it TIEX and you're still calling it ATDC? Is there a new combined?
So ATDC Select is sort of stage two, and we'll still go ahead and call it TIEX since that is the core program that we're moving mm-hmm. in, but we'll be changing some of the language. One of the neat things that I wanted to share is one of our co-chairs for the program actually went through ATDC 3-4 years ago with VendorMate. So he's actually the CTO of VendorMate and has been through the whole ATDC process, created great success, obviously, with VendorMate. And he's now a TIE Atlanta charter member and very involved in the community. So he's, in many ways, a bridge for us.
Right. I'm sure there's some overlap in the mentors and the charter members.
Not too much.
Really?
And that's why this is so exciting, because we're really bringing together two very powerful players in the community to benefit more people.
He's actually coming to ATDC on February 20th for our Entrepreneurs Night to offer a CTO's perspective of a startup. So that'll be really cool. It's from 5:30 to 7:30 at ATDC on Thursday, February 20th. And that's just one example of all the ways that we're excited to work together moving forward.
Now, Rachel, what's your backstory? How did you get involved in this line of work and find yourself in this particular ecosystem?
Sure. I attended Georgia Tech. I graduated a couple years ago. And just from being on campus and witnessing all the really exciting research that goes on, I learned about ATDC as a student. And it always just drew my attention as a very cool place to be in Atlanta, where people are really passionate about these transformative technologies that they're developing. And I studied marketing, and that's, you know, my professional passion. And then so what interested me personally was these really cool technologies that my brain does not have the capacity to understand. But there's such exciting things going on, like Pindrop, for example. They have completely identified a new way to eliminate phone call fraud, which is a huge problem for banks and for other institutions. And they have this innovative technology that assesses the calls. It can identify fraudulent fraudulent hacking into banking systems over the phone, which is one of the most common ways and one of the hardest to fight against. And that's changing people's lives. People were losing their retirement incomes, their sons' college funds. Anyway, so just being a part of that community where such exciting things are happening and also being able to bring my marketing expertise to that was the perfect fit for me.
Now, Katie, we have something coming up as early as tomorrow evening, right?
Wednesday evening. Wednesday. As long as the snow holds off.
Depending on the snow. Because Lee and I think you and I are going to this thing, right?
Yeah, we went last month.
So tell us about that and get us caught up. And there's also something in June. There's like a pitch event in June.
Yep.
Is that the first combined event for you guys?
So our first combined event will be the TIEX program, which will run, we're starting in March and will go up into mid-April. Mm-hmm. And then that'll culminate in TICON, which is on April 26th. As you all know, that's our annual marquee event. We have 500 people. It feels like 5,000. we've had speakers like Bernie Marcus, and we've had, some really high caliber people. So the companies that go through TIEX will have the opportunity to pitch before investors of all stages at TICON. And then in June, we will do a joint pitch event where we'll bring together, we'll vet the entrepreneurs, of course, and then we'll bring together all of the investors in our combined ecosystem for that in June. So on Wednesday, what we have is a little bit different than the investor model. Our event is called Why I Did Not Take Outside Funding. So we've got 8 or 9 amazing CEOs who have created very successful companies and a lot of wealth and have maintained 100% ownership of their companies. So it's in a roundtable format, which is fantastic because that means you can rotate around and actually ask each individual their advice, their guidance, etc.
And that's part of the monthly TIE meeting, right?
Yes.
And Rachel, you mentioned something earlier in the conversation happening as early as February.
Yeah, February 20th, we have Gopal, who Katie mentioned, went through ATDC Select a few years ago and has a very successful company, VendorMate. He's coming to ATDC to talk about a CTO's perspective of startups and what it looks like from that side. Entrepreneurs Night is a great event at ATDC because it's open to the community and it's sort of informal. There's beer and pizza, and it's a great chance to network, meet other entrepreneurs, and also hear some exciting perspectives from someone outside of the ATDC community.
Do you remember you and I went down to one of these events? We had good pizza and beer. And didn't we visit with a guy that was a very big part of the Weather Channel at some point? And you could just speak to people that have been there, done that, like you say, over a piece of pizza and a beer. And it was very insightful and really helpful for us.
Right. There's ATDC events happening all the time.
Just all the time, right?
Yeah.
And when you're a community member, don't you have access to a lot of these people? You can email them and contact them. They have office hours and things like that.
You do. Some of our catalysts, they have open office hours, so you can meet with them anytime. All of that information can be found on our website. It's atdc.org. You can schedule time to talk directly to many of our catalysts and bounce back and get some feedback on your ideas.
And it's pretty affordable to be a community member, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's $25 for an entire year.
I mean, I got to tell you what happened to me. We met 3 or 4 people. We saw some people that we knew because we've had some folks in the studio. But 3 or 4 people that I don't know how you would get time with these people unless you were part of this organization. And while you're waiting to speak to someone, they have like this life-size chart that walks you through developing a business. There's just like, I forget what it's called, but it was so educational. The whole wall was walking through the steps that you should take in setting up a business and really thinking through the viability of your plan. So, and there was comfortable furniture there too. So.
We have a lot of chairs.
Lots of chairs, lots of smart people. Now, Katie, I'm really jazzed about TyCon because we're going to do on-site broadcasting from that event, right, Lee?
Yes.
And that's April, May? It's not too far out either.
Saturday, April 26th.
April 26th on a Saturday.
And that's a kind of a full-day event, right? There's
absolutely
speakers, and then there's breakout sessions. And I know last year we had the opportunity to, you know, you can go table to table, and there was different subject matter, whatever interests you, you can kind of...
It's going to be the best to date this year. So we're going to have an opening keynote, and then we'll have some breakout sessions where you can go and get different advice on different topics. We'll have a lunch keynote. We'll have afternoon sessions, plenty of time for networking. We've got some really neat speakers. I can also announce that we're going to have John Marshall as a speaker who, as you all know, just, you know, did a big deal, right?
Yep.
So
he's doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
As Oprah would say, he's doing all right.
So that's going to be really fun. And then, you know, we have a closing award ceremony where we, you know, recognize and reward the people who have really done some amazing things in the community over the past year.
Right. And some of the kids that have gone through the, the high school program get recognition as well.
Absolutely. So we have about 40 high school students that have been meeting for the past 7 or 8 months now. Every other Sunday, they meet and go through the whole education process and mentoring process and, you know, everything from ideation to turning that idea into what we hope will be a viable business plan.
So, Rachel, you got to see that or hear it if you haven't already. But we've had these kids, these high school kids, come in the studio. And you talk about just the passion and the energy from the folks that are kind of mentoring them through the process. But those kids, I mean, they're smart as a whip. They're great in the studio. And I just love hanging out with these folks, and I am so delighted to learn that you guys are going to be working even more closely together. This is fantastic.
And this is just the beginning, right? There could be this relationship might evolve into something even larger, right?
Definitely will evolve. We're starting with these two events or collaboration areas, and then we're just going to keep growing it.
Is there any other organizations you guys are working with, or this is the main thing you guys got on your agenda right now?
So we do have a partnership with Entrepreneur Organization, but that's more for, you know, 10 million plus in revenue.
Right, so more
that's
established.
A very limited
partnership.
And this, we're so excited because, you know, I mean, we can touch everybody from somebody who's currently in a corporate job and dreaming of starting something to somebody who's already started something and scaling it all the way up to the ATDC select level.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about TAI website?
Atlanta.TAI.org.
And ATDC's website again?
ATDC.org.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for being part of the show today. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Thank you.